You know, it was hard. You know, we have a lot of talented linebackers, and, you know, they could pretty much bull rush you or make moves inside or out. But, you know, I feel as though I did good with that drill, but there's always room for improvement.
It's kind of a defensive drill considering there's no bodies to fall over. They got a lot of room to work, don't they?
Right. They pretty much have the advantage in that drill, but, you know, it gives us as the running backs, you know, that edge, you know, to get better. And so when you have to do it in the game, you know, we have bodies, so it'll be that much easier.
Do you think those one-on-one environments are good for an individual player, good for a team, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it is, you know, because, you know, it allows that individual person to work on that part of his game. And so when you're together as a team, you know, everybody's, you know, all 11 people are there together as one.
Four practices into it, what do you feel comfortable with? What are you still trying to adjust to?
You know, today I feel like it was my best day, you know, since I've been out here. You know, I was comfortable with everything. You know, I feel like I ran smooth. You know, I made good reads. And, you know, I just hit the hole the way I was supposed to.
Any reaction to some of the criticism you're getting for your conditioning out there on social media?
No, really.
Eddie, what is that like? I mean, we see you're active on Twitter, but all of a sudden, you know, I don't know when you turned it on. But so many people have decided now that you're fat based on one picture.
I mean, that's something I don't too much worry about. You know, it's an external factor. And, you know, I learned in college to pretty much, you know, distance yourself from that. I mean, people will say what they're going to say, but at the end of the day, I have to do what I have to do, and that's what I'm doing.
Is that just the nature of the beast?
Yeah.
Blogging,
yeah, you know, good come with the bad. Huh?
You
wake up the next day, go do what you got to do.
You
got
to be big to bruising back to, you know, get through there. You got to have some weight, right?
I mean, you just got to do whatever you drafted here to do.
Take pride in being a big guy?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been big, you know. I'm a power back, you know, I pretty much get the tough yards, and, you know, I'm fast enough to get around the outside and make big plays. So, you know, I don't have a problem at any aspect of the game.
Eddie, for us to really see what you can do, we need to see you in game action, right? Because that's your physical style. Your style lends itself to full contact, correct?
Right. I mean, but that's pretty much for any athlete. You know, you're going to get his full potential in game-like settings.
Eddie, you seem like an easygoing, pleasant fella off the field, and then you get on the field and you're like a monster, and I say that in a good way. Talk to me about that transition. Is it an on and off switch or what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go out there, you know, you're competing, and you're competing against a defense who's going to come up and hit you. And, you know, if you're not in the right mind frame, if you're not ready for that type of practice, then, you know, you're not going to look as good as you are, you know. So, you know, when I'm in here, you know, it's a time to relax, you know, chill and hang out with my friends. But, you know, when you're on the field, it's a different story. You have to do what you have to do.
And is your conditioning right where you want it to be?
Yes, it's exactly what I wanted to do.
And you're at the playing weight you want to be?
Yeah.
You broke out the spin move today looking more comfortable.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, too.